Longmeadow and West Springfield went to arbitration with MGM after failing to reach negotiated settlements with the casino company by an end-of-March deadline established by the Massachusetts Gaming Commission. By then, MGM had reached surrounding community agreements with six other municipalities. The gaming industry regulators last week upheld the awards that were made by separate arbitration panels. West Springfield will receive $425,000 in annual payments and an initial payment of $665,000 for the reconstruction of Memorial Avenue. Longmeadow will receive an upfront payment of $850,000 with annual payments of $275,000. MGM attorney Seth Stratton said the company wanted a future opportunity to review the fixed annual payments intended to help address problems like traffic and public safety.
There's a potential for windfall. All we're asking to do is to adjust the look back so that it can go both ways.
The largest annual payment MGM agreed to make to other communities is $150,000 with $125,000 up front. But those payments could increase in later years under a so-called look back provision in the negotiated surrounding community agreements. MGM Springfield President Mike Mathis believes it's wrong for MGM to be forced to make annual payments regardless of the impacts the downtown Springfield casino may have on its neighbors.
It's hard for me to say this, it's hard for our company to say this because we really believe in our position, but we accept that we lost each of those arbitrations. We want the process to move forward.
Longmeadow Town Manager Stephen Crane said the arbitration panel's decision validated the arguments the town had made for months that the predictable traffic and public safety impacts from the proposed MGM casino are real.
This award gives us the ability to provide an increased level of service and make the upgrades we need in a way that is much better than anything MGM had offered us.
Crane said under the look-back plan pushed by MGM, the town would be hamstrung in its ability to respond to problems caused by the casino.
If we didn't have these annual payments coming in, and we needed to make a change in real time to adjust to the circumstances, our municipal budget and the limitations of Proposition 2.5 would not allow us to do that.
West Springfield Mayor Ed Sullivan said the arbitration award is not a windfall.
Our numbers that we requested and were awarded were extremely conservative. We believe our impacts are greater than that. However, due to the baseball-style arbitration, where it's winner-take-all, we were a little more conservative to ensure that our last and best offer would be the most reasonable in front of the arbitrators.
The completion of the surrounding community agreements was one of the last steps required for MGM to be awarded a casino license. The Gaming Commission is scheduled to announce the license award on June 13th. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.